Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we'll introduce you to some scientists who have developed one of the most advanced prosthetic arms ever. You could say the Force was with them.
The Luke arm is the first prosthesis that allows for three different motions in that hand.
You might have heard of dog walkers, but we'll meet a Los Angeles man who works as a people walker.
With people having more jobs that have odd hours, it's really hard to coordinate with your friends or family to go for a walk.
And we'll visit a gender-neutral store in New York on this week's American Cafe. If you're a fan of the Star Wars movies series, you remember that Luke Skywalker got his hand chopped off in The Empire Strikes Back during a lightsaber duel with his father, Darth Vader. Luke's hand was later replaced with an artificial one that looked and worked just like the real thing. While technology might not have advanced that far yet, Julie Tabo tells us about a man who got a prosthetic arm that draws on George Lucas's sci-fi adventures.
Cutting up food may be a normal everyday task for most of us, but not for Junius Moore, who lost part of his arm in a car accident. He gets help from a prosthetic arm called the Luke, which helps him perform movements more easily by reading nerve signals from muscle left after an amputation.
When I think about closing my hand, it'll fire certain muscles in my residual limb, and, you know, and the prosthetic will learn that that means close hand.
Named after the Star Wars character Luke Skywalker, the Luke arm is the first fully integrated prosthesis with a powered shoulder, elbow, and hand that work together as one unit.
Anything previous to the Luke arm did not have a powered shoulder. So anybody that had a prosthesis at that amputation level would literally have to use their other hand to position the prosthesis on that side. Now, as a result of the Luke arm, somebody at that amputation level has full control of their prosthesis without having to use their other arm to position it.
Moore wears a device under his prosthesis to ensure signals are properly routed from his muscles to the device.
Junius has had a procedure called targeted muscle reinnervation, which takes the nerves that used to travel down to the missing limb and reroutes that information to residual muscles that are still there.
What's amazing about the Luke arm is that they've replicated the function of the human hand. The Luke arm is the first prosthesis that allows for three different motions in that hand. One is open and close. One is to be able to rotate your wrist back and forth. And the other one is to be able to flex and extend your wrist. This is an unheralded amount of function in a prosthesis that has never even existed before.
Moore says his new arm has done more than just help to improve his movements.
Obviously, there's the functional aspects and there's the social aspects of it. My wife says I stand up straighter these days, and it has helped, you know, instilled more of a sense of confidence.
The technology that's helping Moore can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, but the hope is that it will eventually be available to anyone who needs it. Julie Tabo, VOA News.
To see video of the so-called Luke arm, visit our website, voanews.com. The U.S. economy is largely a service-based one, anything from financial to healthcare to management to entertainment services. VOA's Jason Simononi introduces us to a Los Angeles man who is providing a unique service, people walking.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
You ready to walk?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, awesome.
A stroll with Chuck McCarthy is a lot more than meets the eye. For $30 an hour, he can walk you around his Los Angeles neighborhood.
With people having more jobs that are gigs or have odd hours, it's really hard to coordinate with your friends or family to go for a walk.
So he created the People Walker, a service offering exercise and conversation. What started as a one-man operation just 2 years ago has expanded due to demand. Now, with about 35 walkers, their biggest selling point, companionship.
Whether you're looking for an LA native who can kind of show you some untapped corners of the city, or maybe an impartial third party who can help you work through something that's been weighing on your mind, or maybe just a new pal who you can get moving with, I think I might be your girl.
Research studies show that social disconnection has been linked to depression and various diseases. According to experts, smartphones and social media provide artificial replacements for real human relationships.
Like, I've got 2,000 friends. I shouldn't feel lonely. Like, but in reality, you know, you're not connecting with them. You're not seeing them in person and really having a face-to-face conversation.
But McCarthy adds, pain to be walked does not mean people are friendless. Some are just looking for an extra push to get fit.
Having somebody with me, we walk a lot farther than I ever thought I could, because our first walk we did only a couple miles, but then the next up we did 3, and so I was surprised with myself, because you're having a conversation and it's fun.
The business venture is just a side gig. As an actor in Hollywood, McCarthy is still waiting for his big break. Till then, he's taking it one step at a time. Jesus Amaoni, VOA News, Washington.
New businesses appear in New York City every day, but Fluid Project, which recently opened its doors on Broadway, is different. One of the first gender-fluid boutiques in the world, Fluid Project sells clothing for men, women, and everyone else. Elena Wolf visited the one-of-a-kind store. Anna Rice narrates.
Travis is not gay, nor is he a transvestite, transgender, or bisexual. But he says his gender can vary depending on how he feels.
It's like a mood, yeah. I mean, I identify as a male, but some days I like to dress more feminine, but some days I like to be more masculine, or some days I like to sort of be in between, so.
For Travis, the male-female dichotomy can be both confusing and humiliating, which is why he typically shies away from mass-market stores. Instead, he sells gender-neutral clothes and displays them on gender-neutral mannequins. These mannequins showcase more than clothes. It's a statement. Studies by the J. Walter Thompson Analytics Group show that 56% of young millennials know someone who uses gender-neutral pronouns, and 74% are accepting of non-traditional gender identities. Canada and Australia recently introduced a gender-neutral option X for passports, and the same option is now available on birth certificates in the state of Oregon. Facebook has gone even further and offers users a list of 71 gender options.
My generation fought very hard for LGBTQ rights. We fought really hard. And now there's a young generation coming up, you know, they're called Gen Z, although I hate assigning labels to anyone, but they reject those labels. They don't think it's important. They're like, what's the big deal?
Rob Smith is founder of the Fluid Project, which respects the fluidity of social and gender roles in modern clothing. Rob is not new to the clothing business, having spent more than 3 decades working for brands like Macy's and Victoria's Secret.
I am so proud of this generation and the voice they're creating, the change they're making in the world. It's so encouraging. I feel so hopeful and optimistic that young people are going to take over the world.
For now, the gender-neutral boutique remains something of a novelty. Some walk in simply out of curiosity, but no one here is ever judged. And that's really the point, say the store's professional sales assistants.
Of course you too.
Who say they can pick the perfect clothing item for anyone, regardless of gender, sexual orientation, or whatever mood they happen to be in at the moment. Anna Rice for Elena Wolf, VOA News, New York.
To see video of any of these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. Let us know your opinions about our show by logging on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.